And finally, the fifth story here on the top five. A court in Egypt has banned members of the Muslim Brotherhood from running in Egypt's parliamentary and presidential elections. The ruling came after an anti-Brotherhood group filed a petition calling for the ban. Egyptian authorities have already blacklisted the movement as a terrorist group. Egypt's military-backed interim government has been cracking down on the Brotherhood since former President Mohamed Morsi was toppled by the army in July last year. The crackdown on Muslim Brotherhood supporters has left many people dead. Get more now from Mohamed Chalabi, a correspondent with us live from Cairo. So, Mohamed, it looks like the pressure is still increasing on the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell us about the reactions.
Right, Homa. Well, the Muslim Brotherhood had expected such a ruling, and they consider that all the judicial rulings that have been issued against them since July the 3rd, what the Brotherhood and allies describe as the military coup against Egypt's first fully and democratically elected civilian president, are null and void. And that's why there is no surprise as to the Alexandria Court of Urgent Matters ruling, but there is condemnation, naturally. And we've been hearing regular condemnations from the part of the Brotherhood and their allies in the wider anti-coup alliance regarding those court rulings, like the one that designated the Muslim Brotherhood a so-called terrorist organization a few months back, and like the one that banned the activities of the Muslim Brotherhood and ordered the confiscation of its assets. And now you have this this ruling that also states that not only the current members of the Muslim Brotherhood would be banned from participating in the upcoming presidential or parliamentary polls that are planned as part of the army-imposed roadmap that accompanied the overthrow of Morsi last July, but also the former members of the Muslim Brotherhood, according to that ruling, will not be allowed to do so. And that would include Abdul Munim Abul Futuh, who finished fourth in the 2012 presidential elections before after Morsi, and then Shafiq, who was ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak's last premier, and then Hamdin Sabahi, the leftist, who is the only challenger, the only serious challenger to former Defense Minister Field Marshal Sisi. Yes. In the May 26th and 27th poll. And we're saying serious challenger, but some here in Egypt are saying, in fact, most in Egypt are already describing Sisi as the president-elect because they say that he will win it outright. And right. Even Sabahi's campaign is complaining against what it sees as favoritism from the part of state institutions to Sisi, Homa. Right.